One of the interesting things that begins in this week's parsha and really takes us through in many ways the rest of Sefer Bereishis relates to the Yosef's relationship to his brothers, in particular the fact that in the beginning of this week's parsha, setting the tone for the relationship, that Yaakov very much seems to favor Yosef. The Torah indicates that in a variety of places. Number one, it tells us that V'Yisrael Ahav es Yosef mikol banav, that Yaakov loved Yosef more than the others. V'Yasalo k'sonas pasim, he makes for him a special kind of garment. That special kind of garment was there for many of the Mefarshim in order to highlight his special status. The same way that, I think the Kli Yakar points out, the same way that Kohanim have certain begadim to show that they're unique, l'chavar b'l'sifares. So that's a similar thing that's going on with Yosef. We're trying to establish that Yosef is the one who is who's really special. What's the fallout of this? So the fallout of it is, v'yiru echav ki oso avaviyam mikol echav, v'yisnu osav v'lo yachlu dabar l'shalom. There are some very, very negative interactions and negative feelings that exist as a result of what's going on here. And this is, Yosef doesn't seem to make it better because Yosef opens up and reveals the dreams. And by the way, guys, one day you're going to bow down to me. And we know how the brothers react because there's Mechiras Yosef. And this sets the stage for a lot of what's going to happen all the way through in Parshas Vayechi. But the way Yosef in the upcoming Parshios interacts with, in Miketz Vayigash, the way that he interacts with his brothers when they do come down to Mitzrayim, it's clearly a complex sort of family dynamic. And part of the question begins with, why is Yaakov favoring Yosef? What exactly is going on? We're going to speak about two things. First, we'll speak about why he's favored him. And the second thing we'll speak about is how Mefarshim relate to it. Is it understandable that he did so? So let's point out like this. Chumash itself is fairly clear as to why Yaakov favored Yosef. Ki ven zekunim hu lo. Yosef was his ben zekunim. What does it mean that he was his ben zekunim? What established that close relationship? So Rashi quotes three pshatim. Number one, because Yosef was born when Yaakov was already very old, and sometimes when you're older and you have a young kid, that strengthens a certain kind of connection. The Ramban does not love that idea because the Ramban points out, well, we do have other children that were also born when Yaakov was very old. They were all born. Yaakov was not that young, he had children. Binyamin's born even afterwards. So Mefarshim tried to struggle with that a little bit. It's something to do with the fact that he was younger. He quotes from Unkelus, he was a bar chakim hule. Yosef was a smart kid. He learned everything. Yaakov gave him all the Torah of Shem and Aver. And the third thing was there was a certain kind of physical resemblance that took place. Those are all found in Rashi. The Ramban points out that maybe there's another kind of an idea. The Ramban thinks that sometimes when a person is older, so they I think the Ramban writes, if I can find it here, the Ramban writes when a person is older, they choose one of the kids to like be with them all the time, to be their mishares, and that may have been what was going on. Yeah, so he wanted someone to sort of be there and showing it. So Yaakov in many ways favored Yosef. Was this a good thing or was this a bad thing? Or what was the rationale behind it? So Rav Hirsch, as we referenced in this year, I think a couple of times, Rav Hirsch understands this was a mistake. The Avos did not always parent in the best ways possible. Rav Hirsch understands that it's not good for a home if there are some kids that are clearly favored over other kids. It creates a lot of challenges. And he understands that this is part of what's going on in all of these stories. In many ways, if you wanted to take Rav Hirsch's idea and build it, a lot of the stories of Sefer Bereishis from here on in are about, people who were favored, Yosef is favored, and how the brothers are going to handle that, and how it's going to impact their interactions, and what exactly is going to happen. And in many ways, it's a relationship which is not so pashut. And the level of pshat, it makes a lot of sense. The mechira is because they're not so happy. Yosef doesn't really seem to get it. Yosef is Omer, Dvarim Rayim, he's engaging in some sort of a Lashon Hara type discussion as far as telling his father what happened. And in many ways, again, it's about a breakdown of a certain family, and that's one way of certainly one way of looking at it. There is, I think, a different model, and this is really from an Orach Chaim in Parshas Vayechi. We're going to say it a little bit differently than how the Orach Chaim suggests it. I think I referenced it in the past, but we'll try and put some ideas together. I think what emerges from the Orach Chaim is a very different idea. We know, points out the Orach Chaim, that Avram had Yishmael and Yitzchak, and Yishmael is out and Yitzchak is in. Yitzchak has Yaakov and Esav, and Yaakov is in and Esav is out. We know at some point, I'll say it a little bit differently, what's going on there? Why do there have to be some who are in and some who are out? So part of it understands the Or HaChaim without getting into the Kabbalah, because I'm not qualified and don't really understand it. But part of it relates to the fact that there was some impurity. Avram comes from the world of Terach, who's an idol worshiper, and there was some impurity. And this process was a process in which we're sort of separating the pure from that which was less pure. So Yishmael is out, Yitzhak's the one that's purer. But Yitzhak also has some things that are remaining there, and that's going to go to Esav, and now we're at Yaakov. In many ways, if you build off of the Or HaChaim, what's really going on here is not a discussion of favoritism that was inappropriate in parenting. It's not a discussion about parenting. It's a discussion about building the future of the Jewish people. And in building the future of the Jewish people, so up until this point in history, so again, according to certain Ma'amari Chazal, maybe that it was known that there were going to be these, there was eventually going to be 12, whatever that means, but it wasn't always so clear to people whether, you know, who's in and who's out, and who's the one that's really carrying on the Mesorah or not. One of the things that Rashi points out that Yosef got was Yosef was taught all the Torah from Shem and Aver. Maybe he was the one, just like Yaakov when he was brought up, was in the Oel of Shem and Aver. That's what he taught Yosef. Yosef was learning that Torah. Maybe Yosef's supposed to be that person. That's why the Or HaChaim, the Mefarshim, are bothered by an interesting question. Why is Yosef telling his brothers about these dreams? Doesn't he know they don't like him that much? Doesn't he know it's going to create some challenge as far as their interaction? So the Or HaChaim writes something which makes a lot of sense. He says, well, what's really going on? So he says, you know what? Yosef actually thought, let me see if I can get it right here. He actually thought that if I really convince them of it, if I really explain to them, like, this is the dream, and I'm really eventually going to be the person who is really in charge, so then what did he think was going to happen? Lo dia osam ki mina shamayim halu lamala. You're upset at me that Yaakov's favoring me. You're upset at me that I'm the one that's chosen. Says Yor HaChaim. No. Yosef is trying to explain. You're right, I'm being favored. But it's because Ribono Sholem wants me to be favored. It's because I'm the one that's supposed to carry on this legacy. It's because I'm the one who's supposed to be the one who's eventually going to be there. So Yaakov favors Yosef. Is that good or bad? For first, that's poor parenting. For first, it's not the way the person's really ideally supposed to parent. For the Or HaChaim, what may emerge is a different model. This was a question of the legacy and cultivating the future of Klal Yisrael. And in cultivating the future of Klal Yisrael, there was a thought that maybe Yosef was supposed to be the manhig, the way others were. I want to add just two additional points to this, if I have time. Number one is that we spoke about this in the first year in Yoni Bechoros last year, that as far as Bechor Kodem Matan Torah, Bechor may have been somewhat flexible. There was always a Bechor, there always was that person that got Pishnayim, and it could be that it wasn't always the firstborn, and Sefer Bereishis Dafka, it actually really is the firstborn who really sort of gets the Bechor-like status. But this insight, I think, explains something else, which is a very powerful question that many of us are going to be familiar with in the upcoming Parshios. Yosef goes down to Mitzrayim, and Yosef is a person, this is more of a, I think, a Parshas Miketz issue. Yosef is in Mitzrayim, and suddenly he is, Miketz, he's Shalit al Haaretz. He's the person who's in charge of everything. The Ramban asks a question, a very simple question. Why doesn't Yosef ever go back and tell his father that, you know, he's in control now, he's in charge of Mitzrayim? Why doesn't he ever inform his father that he's really alive? Why wouldn't he do that? Why is he staying quiet? What exactly is going on? There is a very well-known suggestion. The Ramban says that he wanted to go back, but he wanted to actualize the dreams. He wanted to make sure the dreams would come true. That's a very interesting suggestion. There are some Rishonim that think that he really wanted to go back to build the family together again, but was waiting for the right time. Rav Yoel Ben Nun, in the first volume of Megadim, in Gush's, or the Herzog's Tanakh journal, has a very well-known pshat, where he says that maybe Yosef never told his father that he was okay because he didn't know, he thought his father was in on the sale. He thought Yaakov was totally behind it. Read the Psukim, Yaakov's the one that sent him to go to his brothers, Rav Yoel Ben Nun. He's the one that was, he told him, go to the brothers sell him. He doesn't know there was a scam. For all he knows, he's totally, he's out of the family. He's out of the family. So Rav Yoel Ben Nun takes it in a little bit of a different direction. But if you, in light of the Or HaChaim kind of an idea, we understand what Yosef may have thought. Yosef may have thought originally he's the one destined for greatness. He's the one that's going to be the leader of Klal Yisrael. He's the one with the Torah of Shem Ve'Aver, etc. But when he gets sent out, so what's one of the things that you could think when he's sent out? Well, we know in the previous generations Yishmael was out. He got sent away. We know that Esav eventually gets out. Is there not a possibility also that Yosef is going to be sent out? There's not a possibility that he's not going to be there. If that's true, so again, it frames a lot of discussion. It's not a discussion about families and getting along. It's a discussion about the future of Klal Yisrael. if you work out with this idea, that's really the pshat with what's going on with Yosef, more of an Or Chaim idea that, you know, one gets it, one doesn't get it, and what we're suggesting based on that, as far as what Yosef may have thought going forward. Number one, the fact that when Yosef wants to tell Yaakov that he's alive, so he sends the agalos, egla arufa, the Torah of Shem Ve'ever, despite the fact that he was away, Yosef saying, I never gave up in a certain sense on that mission. I never gave up with a certain kind of ambition. I kept certain, like, I didn't forget all the Torah you taught me. I didn't forget what it means to be a manhig. I didn't forget what it means to be a leader. But you have another idea, which I don't remember if you've ever been suggested, but it's an awesome insight. If this is true, so Yaakov is there with Yosef is there with Eitzes Potiphar, and he's about to mess up. He's with Eitzes Potiphar, he's in Mitzrayim, about to mess up. And what happens at that moment, say Chazal? Dumus diyukno shel aviv. At that moment, he has the image of Yaakov comes into his mind. Now, why Dafka had to be an image wasn't the Torah of Yaakov, that's a different conversation. But what exactly was what the power of that? If you understand that Yaakov, Yosef may have thought he was out. Yosef may have thought that he was out of the family. What's the power of Dmus Diyukno Shel Aviv? That even though he thought he was out, he still embraced the values of Yaakov Avinu. He wasn't going to give up. He was never going to forget what he learned. He was never going to hold himself to lower standards because he thought he wasn't really in it the same way. And that's part of what's going on with the favoritism. Again, not family. Favoritism is about the legacy of Klal Yisrael. And if Yosef was the one destined to be that manhig. And what ends up happening, Yosef may have thought that maybe he is out. Maybe he was sent away from his father. And maybe, you know, this is not what's going on. In that case, again, the whole these parshios of Yosef and his brothers to be able to view as a family, but to be able to also view in terms of the larger context of Klal Yisrael, trying to get to a certain kind of purity, which we eventually do get to at the end of Parshas Vayechi, when Yaakov was sitting there with Mitasto Shlema, with all of his sons there, with a manig of Yosef, but also a manig of Yehuda, and building it all together. Shkaya, have a wonderful rest of the day.